Rome Odunzi's week is mostly a listing. SI Bear Digest's post-cuts depth chart has him as a starting receiver next to Luther Burden III, per Jerry Markarian, and that is close to the only place his name appears in the window. The Beat's practice reports from Wednesday and Thursday don't mention him, and with Caleb Williams and most starters sitting Saturday's finale, per Patrick Finley at the Chicago Sun-Times, there was no game to write him into. None of that is an injury note. No reporting says he missed anything. He simply wasn't written about in a week the coverage spent on cut day, Burden's return, and the backup's finale. What did move sits next to him. Burden returned to practice Wednesday, but took individual drills only through Thursday's joint practice, per Courtney Cronin at ESPN and Cole Noble at A to Z Sports, listed as a starter while carrying no team reps since August 8th. The receiver room went to five. Scotty Miller released, per Adam Schefter of ESPN as relayed by A to Z Sports. Maurice Alexander cut, per Alan Rubenstein at Yardbarker. Caden Davis cut, per Patrick Norton at CHGO Sports. Ray McLeod III to injured reserve, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Rookie Xavien Thomas made it after a five-catch, 140-yard finale, per Larry Mayer at the team's website. Production that came against Titans backups with the starters out. Back in June, we liked Odunzi's number one setup without prepaying for it, and the question we said, whether the targets DJ Moore left behind actually pool on him, closed the preseason unasked. One series, one catch, 18 yards was the whole sample. Last week's watchline about his target share in the remaining starter snaps got its answer when there were none. The September target tree projects to be shared between the two of them, with Burden entering it having taken no competitive summer reps since August 8th. More when real games start asking the question. Data via NFL Verse.